Well, thank you, Wanda, for those hymns and for playing. And what good words to contemplate and think about as we consider those things. We're adopted. He included us in the whosoever will. And we have found a friend. Oh, such a friend. I want to bring us back to this day in Baptist history and go back in time. And find something rather interesting as I was reading today for February 11th, the battleground of baptism. How interesting to note how those of other denominations profess to seek continually for the assured results of scholarship. In one important tenet, the Bible's clear teaching is rejected for the endless research of so-called scholars. Every major doctrinal section of theology has been carefully scrutinized. However, scholarship concerning the doctrine of baptism is completely overlooked. For years, Dr. Alexander McLaren, outstanding Bible expositor from Manchester, England, wrote for the Sunday School Times. Dr. McLaren was a Baptist. McLaren's life spanned a period when Great Britain produced fine Bible teachers. He was born on February 11, 1826, and lived until May 5, 1910. In one of his articles for the Sunday School publication, he commented on the immersion in the Jordan. Immediately, the editor of the Sunday School Times was bombarded by pedobaptists, that is, children baptizers, for allowing such a statement to go unrebuked. The editor himself, a Presbyterian, replied that though he was not a Baptist, he concurred with that Dr. McLaren was correct in his interpretation. Interesting thoughts. We continue. When Dr. McLaren used the phrase, the immersion in the Jordan, for a second time, the editor of the Sunday School Times was attacked by another Presbyterian editor for allowing the expression to be printed. In the charge, the writer wrote, quote, "We deny that there is an immersion in the baptism of Jesus, and we do not care to have the young people of Presbyterian churches taught that there was. This is not undenominational teaching, but sectarian of the strictest sort. Our Sunday school literature is the safest and best for our churches and schools." To this rebuff, the editor of the Sunday School Times, himself a Presbyterian, made the following reply, quote, "There is food for thought in that Presbyterian editor's conclusions. One morsel difficult of digestion is as to how he would comment on some of the statements of Dr. John D. Davis, professor of Oriental and Old Testament literature in the Theological Seminary at Princeton, New Jersey, as given in his Dictionary of the Bible, published by Westminster Press, and copyrighted by the trustees of the Presbyterian Board of Publication and Sabbatical School Work." So in other words, this is another Presbyterian talking about this in a recognized dictionary that they use. Professor Davis says, quote, "The mode of John's baptism is not described, but as Jesus entered into the Jordan, it was probably by effusion, which means pouring, taking a cup or something and pouring it over the person, or immersion. The word is derived from the verb baptizo, which means etymologically to immerse. This Bible dictionary stands at the head of a list of books for Sunday school workers, recognized by the Presbyterian Committee of Publication at Richmond, Virginia. It would seem, therefore, to meet with the approval of those who have at heart the training of the young people at Presbyterian churches in both the South and the North. As the editor of the Sunday School Times is a Presbyterian, he is glad to be able to assure readers of his own denomination that there is some Presbyterian literature which is safe for their church and schools. Professor Davis is in agreement with many Christian scholars of various denominations in finding that the primary meaning of baptizo is to immerse. And very many who are not Baptists agree with Dr. Davis and Dr. McLaren in believing that John's form of baptism was, or may have been, immersion." Those words were originally written in the 19th century, and we are now in the 21st century, and it well, there's a word here missing, and it well to realize that the Greek word baptizo is still understood as immersion. All the lexicons of Worth translate the word simply to dip, to immerse, to submerge. Let me quote three of the outstanding lexicons. Thayer's lexicon, to dip, to immerse, to submerge. Liddell and Scott, to dip under, overhead and ears, to overwhelm. Bagster's Greek New Testament lexicon renders the word as follows, to dip, to immerse. The order of the book of Acts is very clear. Those who believed unto salvation were baptized as witnesses, and then they belonged to the local church as a place of service. Friend, have you been obedient to the Lord in the matter of believers' immersion? If not, I urge you not only to trust, but to obey. And that was Dr. Cummins' article for today, and reminding us of that. Interesting that the Presbyterians in the 1800s are willing to abide by the Greek and understand it, but for some reason not practice it and follow a different understanding. That kind of boggles my mind why they would do that, but they do. But good reminder for us. It is a piece that I see as being very clear. There, to me, there is no vagarity there. There's no wonderment what is going on here. But anyway,